Well,
Love
we want to welcome
Radio.
Well, oops.
Hi,
hey,
Hi Anne Marie.
Sandy over here. And a good day. Good day to everybody. We certainly want to wish everybody a happy new year. And this is the Beach House Radio with Sandy and Anne Marie. And we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. And so maybe you do too. You can certainly come on into the chat room if you want to call in. If you have something you want to vent about, the number is 646-716-6256. Again, 646-716-6256. And, you know, hey, here we are. We pretty much all heard, you know, taxes and, oh, we're so far in debt here in the United States and our government, between our government and all the stuff we hear on maybe like Fox News and all the other news channels, you know, it'd be nice to hear something to get excited about once in a while, you know? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, the whole world, you know, the news on the world is about the world is baffled. It seems that the world is seeing us as an American decline. That is not a good thing for America.
That is not
a good thing. No.
And we were all going to end even just a week or so, a couple weeks ago here because of the Mayan calendar and everything, and here we all are. We're still going forward. And it would be, you know, when I was thinking about it before the show, I was typing in on the little chat room over here, and I was trying to remember back, when did we get excited and have fun and knew that we had a paycheck, knew that we had money to pay our house payments and all of that? That's been a long time. That has been one heck of a long time. The money, the money is taken, and I was watching a show the other day, and I thought, well, bingo, and this guy said, you know, they don't want you to make, if you're middle class, they don't want you to make any money, because if the middle class, large group of people is making a lot of money, what you're going to have is that we have too much power, we're not going to be happy with what we've got, so they have to take it away from us to make us humble, and then they'll give us a little bit back here and there, like the gas going way up, you're being punished, and now
it
way
down,
we're going to give you something back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just before Christmas, it was all the way down to 286. Wow, I thought, what a Christmas present, 286. What's it back up to 309? What the heck?
It's ridiculous. And it's like in the power, and you, but you know, the Roman empires have collapsed by whatever name you want to put on them. And the reality is, you can't keep going like this. When I take a look at the jobs, I mean, you and I growing up, and I'm older than you, and I remember, you know, you walk down the street, there were stores everywhere, you know. Granted, yeah, people saved, and yes, they did do some, they're shopping at this store, that store, and there was always people in neighborhoods that had more than others. That's been going on forever, and it'll always be that way. But at the same time, you always had money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I remember car hopping, and gosh, I was 13. Back then, you didn't have rules saying you couldn't, okay? And we are so ruled out. We have ruled ourselves
out
to death. We can't do this, can't do that, can't do that, to the point that you can't go out and rent a building and start a business because you have so many rules and things that you have to live up to that the average guy out there cannot afford to really start a business and make any money.
Yeah, the Privacy Act. They do a background check on everybody now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, which is okay, but, you know, if you don't have anything to hide. But just the, you know, the way we're controlling. And, you know, we're back to talking about, I want to jump back to, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar, 2012. And everyone, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. It was a shift in consciousness.
Right.
And the way things are, you know, things are never going to be the same. And then we start the first of the year out with the government trying to, you know, they gave themselves a raise. Now the Congress and Senate, they all got a raise. But and they want to raise our taxes to pay
for
their
raises.
Well,
you know why? They're taking it from us and giving it to them.
Yeah, is that fair? There's no communist here in the United States. We're not socialism. You know, what the heck is capitalism? What, you know, so it is a shift in consciousness. I think the major shift in consciousness, of course, was what happened in Connecticut. That brought the world to pay attention. And the world, you know, compassion and love, which is what it's all about. It's all about love and compassion and kindness and grace that we're supposed to be going forward with. And then we have, you know, these the faithless, the slayers that are trying to cut us down and change our way of thinking and are controlling our lives. And it is a change of consciousness because they have to, they have us under control, and now we can't do anything about it. You know, what are we going to do, protest, and then what are they going to shoot us with the guns they protest about?
It's not at all. I mean, I look back in my whole life, being 70, and looking back, I'm going, this is probably the darkest, one of the darkest periods when I look at
in
money
history,
and finances. Even though there was dark times, I remember my mom talking about, you know, the 40s and the wars and the different things. I'm sure there was people standing in lines. But in my lifetime, from what I'm looking at, this is a real crisis of where we are, because it doesn't seem like there's any light at the end of the tunnel. Well, there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
What is our children looking at? You know, they talk about the suicide rate and the obesity rate. But what future goals and happiness do they really have to look forward to? I mean, yeah, we can look back over the last 60, 70 years of our lives and see all the changes. But you're right. They're saying today everybody is so depressed, and that the children are so depressed because they don't see a future for themselves. And there is a future for them. It can be a bright and shiny future, but the way it's looking right now, it's just really quite interesting that to try to stay positive and stay upbeat, don't turn on the TV and don't...
Well, here's the thing. I would agree with you. But for those who don't know us on that level, you and I both believe in creative visualization, power of spoken word, and all those kind of things. The problem here is that you and I can talk when we're off the show and everything. You and I can talk about creative visualization and making things happen in a positive way. But this is a world consciousness, and it's a United States consciousness. And if the United States and the people who live within the United States, and if our Senate and all the powers that be in there, and people cannot agree, then they're polarized. If they're polarized, we can't move forward. And people have to be, we know, on that level of creative visualization and working towards a goal. You have to be on a team that is a big team and a powerful team, thinking along the same line. You have to be equally mentally yoked in order to move that mountain. And you've got a situation where they have become movie stars because of our technology and TVs and all this internet stuff. Everybody in Washington, and, well, just look at the judges, for heaven's sakes. They're more movie stars than they are judges in a lot of cases. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. I watch them. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's like it's become this star factor, and it's more about them than it is what their cause is really about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
and
supposed
I believe
to be here for the American people. You know, the Congress, the Senate, the House is supposed to be for us. Instead, they're playing a game. They're playing war. It's the Democrats against the Republicans.
Yeah.
It's a war.
It's like playing checkers.
It's a chessboard. You know, it's a chess game. Yeah. Who's the king and who's the pawn? And this is, but if they're playing with our lives, and even the president said, America is watching, the world is watching what's going on. If we can't agree on these simple things, I mean, it's affecting unemployment, it's affecting medical, it's affecting everything, everybody's paycheck, everybody's livelihood.
They're gradually taking power.
Selfishness.
Well, it's like the houses. I mean, look at all the houses that are for sale and all the people that try to buy them and they can't and everything. And the bottom line is, if there are no jobs, and they keep talking about, oh, we're going to build jobs and we're doing this, what do? They send they maybe we're doing new cars. I just bought one, so I guess I put some money back into the stream here.
Mm-hmm.
But that reality is...
Yeah, exactly. Made in America. The news is all about made in America, bringing jobs back to America. You should bring jobs back to America so they can take more money out of your paycheck.
Right. the part that bothers me is that when I hear them talking about jobs, even though I know that, yes, there are jobs being created, I mean, they're hiring people to redo roads. They're hiring, I understand, the city constructions and stuff like that. But that's not going to be enough. You can't have the mom and pop world shut down the way they do. That the only the jobs that count are as if you're working at Walmart, maybe at Target, these huge things where all your stores are within one god, if you will, okay,
mm-hmm.
called shopping. Okay, I shop yeah. Walmart, totally get it, but that reality is that in this process of how we think of this huge, you know, this huge store we have to go into with all these things that are available to us, you know, it's so long as there's a monopoly on those kind of things, which I didn't think we were supposed to have, but whatever. The reality is so long as the property is so expensive and no one wants to stop at the mom and pop places, where are the jobs? They're only going to be at these big places, and that's not enough. That isn't enough. That's not enough to employ the United States people.
Not enough to feed us. They're saying that part of this bill that they haven't signed is going to affect milk. It's going to affect the farmers. Milk, a gallon of milk can go up to $7 a gallon. Can
That's
you
like living in Hawaii.
A normal everyday family can't afford now to even put milk on the table for their kids, much less anything else. $7, I can remember, okay, yeah, we're older, and we can say, well, how inflation and everything, but I can remember a dollar bill used to buy a loaf of bread and a quart of milk and a dozen eggs. So, okay.
But
$7 for one thing now, and if you go to the grocery store, everything has gone up. How can we afford to feed families if you get two or three kids? How are you affording to do that? You've got single parents. How can they afford to do that?
Well,
and then they want to put
plan.
The government programs to help them out. So only the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, the middle class pays for everything. What are
yes.
we to do?
What are we to do? And again, until we're all on the same page, until we're equally yoked and want to fight back against it, which two people, you and I talking here, and I said we have somebody who's come in, and I say hi to you, 1965. But at the same time, it's like we can all talk about it, and I watch Fox News. I watch 4, 5, and 8 and all the different channels, and I'm a news person, you know. But at the same time, that is what we do. And it's like there's not enough action because the powers that be have everything polarized. So all we all do is sit back and talk about what
Watch
it is
about
they
it,
don't
talk
do.
About it. Yeah.
And so we get nowhere.
We've elected them is the first problem. We elected them, but we elected them to serve and be in the best interest of the people, not to fight amongst themselves because – you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat. We get
well, they get
this.
Attention.
Yeah.
Stop and look at this. I mean,
they play all the time on this. Every election they play this game of holding.
Yeah.
This is the first time it's gone overboard. And I don't think that Boehner is any justice to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I go for I listen to what they're up there for and talking about. I don't necessarily go right or left or in the middle. I listen and see who is up for grabs, and I will go with what I feel at the time is best for, you know, the country, those kind of things. I don't want the system to own me. I can only be on this team or that team, unless it's the Dallas Cowboys, and then I'm a fan. Which they didn't win, by the way.
I bet against them. I knew the Indians were going to
win. Yeah, see, now that's not thinking positive. All right. I mean, I'm home team.
I knew
I am
that.
Home
I thought
you were
positive.
I'm a home team person. I even got their star on the back of my little, what did I buy? I bought a Juke Sports Coupe. It's new, so I'm still learning. I just love that little thing, I got to tell you. But anyway, but when I look at this, it's about I look at, you know, the stores in the small grocery stores. I look at the things that we used to have, and granted, we're not there anymore. But that reality is that's where jobs came from, where so many people that you could open a store. If I wanted to go out and start a business right now, there would be so many freaking red tapes and reasons that they wouldn't let me do it, and the prices would be so much per square foot that I couldn't make any money anyway.
You go through your city ordinances, and the building inspector comes out, and the building inspector says you need to do this and this before you can start a business. It's just like with buying a house. The city inspector comes out, you got to pay them. Everybody's pockets have to have a dime in them, and just where is all that money stretched to? You know, we can only stretch that so far. Now they want to increase our taxes. take more money out, cut out unemployment. What are those people supposed to do? There's no jobs to find.
Well, so we're going
it's
back.
It's interesting to watch headed, the change
we're,
in consciousness.
We're headed into recessions, depressions, lack of money. And at the same time, I look and I go, I want to be happy. I want to be happy. I want to be excited about something they're doing that is a positive for us as a group, as a whole. We should be happy. I've been happy before in my years, over the years. People can say what they want.
You were happy going to Cozumel on that cruise for the holidays with your family. We want to be able to do more of those kinds of trips.
I like to cruise because we live close enough to Galveston that we can drive down there without the airport. We can hop a ship and do a 5-day cruise for about $1,500 or $1,015, depending. We like the balcony, so I pay a little bit more. But I work my bobo off a lot of hours in order to be able to do those things. And right now, they've just taken a couple of cruises away. Now, I... So
it's family
time.
It's taking family time away. Family can't spend time together and be happy together because they're worried.
Yeah. Well, if I would stop and look at it. At my age and the amount of taxes that I pay, you and I have talked about that before, which is a chunk. And it's, we're not rich. My husband and I aren't rich, but we're seniors. We're still working seniors. We pay a chunk of change in our taxes. So because I chose to work instead of sitting back and not working, I pay pretty much everything back that I get, and Social Security goes back into taxes, literally. I can take my check and I put it in a savings account because I have to pay my taxes every quarter, and it's just gone. That's just the way it is. Now, I can sit back and not work and go home, personality. No, that's not my personality.
And a lot of seniors can't afford to retire.
There's no retirement in sight. Are you kidding?
There's no retirement in sight. They're 75 years old and still having to work.
Well, the reality is unless you are in the government system and you have, very high Social Security checks coming in, but when you've got less than $1,000 in your Social Security in your life, and that's what you're going to live on? Who wants to do that?
This rebel didn't think she had to pay taxes and forgot about Social Security. So I can't ever afford to retire.
I've been working since I was 13 years old. I've been working since I was 13 years old, and that doesn't mean I get a whole lot of my Social Security. I've never ever collected money from anything. I've always just worked and paid my own way, and that's just the way it is because I'm a bit of a workaholic there. But that's okay, and I also like to give. So I like for Christmas, I took the kids with us on a cruise, and I paid for that. Now I've already got my next cruise booked. Maybe I wouldn't have done that if I'd have just heard what they were going to do here on all this stuff. But I've already booked my next cruise and taken two families with us that I'm paying for, and that's their Christmas present. And I literally work to be able to do all these extra things. But that's what it's about. So can I complain? Probably not. I've got a job. I'm able to take the kids and do that. But we are not, we're seniors. And we're just hardworking people. Bottom line is, that's it. I mean,
these young families, we have a lot of families out there that are struggling. We have a lot of single parents out there trying to put their, kids through school, pay for babysitters, daycares, and give their kids I don't know how they do it. No, I don't. I was a single parent years ago. And it was a struggle then. I don't know how they can do it today. And then if their more taxes are taken out of their paycheck and they're not getting raises and everything goes up, I mean, what is this saying about the good old America, good old United States?
Well, the good
old
America
isn't
the way it's supposed to be right now.
And our dollar affects the world. I mean, it literally affects the world. All the countries are watching us because what happens with our dollar affects everybody else. So this isn't just a United States issue. It's a world global. We are, people forget, this is one ball, one globe, for God's sake, one planet. And what goes on in one end of it has to affect the other side of it.
I remember, and I wish I hadn't lost him. Shame on me for this, but I remember my mother having a little book with even shoe stamps in it. And because everything was rationed, everything was, you know, because they had
remember
lost their...
Stamps? Remember green stamps? Used to save your green
stamps. Oh, yeah, I remember green stamps.
Green stamps.
I do. I remember saving those darn things for some little whatever. Oh. And I'd never get there. I'd spend it before I got to the books that I wanted. But, I mean, and every generation goes through all these things. But I learned from my mother, rest her soul, that you better work and not count on anybody else. You can't. She told me, she said, Sandra, you have to work. And she said, and just keep working. And she said, the one thing I worry about is who's going to take care of you if something happens to me, because she was a hard worker. And she worked as a waitress for many years, and then she worked at a tile company. But she worked, God bless, she worked all hard. And then Pete did too. They always had money on the table. There was always food in the house. But when I was 13, I wanted to go to work when I was 10. Nobody would let me work for them. Okay, that's the truth. Okay, when I was 13, I got my first job, and my mom told me, of course, Dr. Phil would have a fit about this. He said, oh, my gosh, that's wrong. You know, she said, we're just going to have to say you're 14. They'll be more apt to hire you. And so we lied on my application so that I could go to work and have a job. And she said, and then you'll always have, this is what she told me, she said, you will always have something to eat if you work in the food industry, and you'll always have change in your pockets with your tips. Well, I forget how many years ago it was, they really just took the tips away from people because they stopped doing that, you know. Used to, people would work and they would have tips in their pocket, and mom might come home with $3 or $4 or $5, something like that, way back, you know, in the 50s. And but then over the years, they started saying no, and then the restaurants themselves gathered the tips. And then taxes have to be paid on the tips. So they took that away from the waitresses and stuff that were working. And then they would divide all that money up now, and people that weren't the waitresses. I mean, I've even had waitresses say to me, you know, I work real hard at my station, but my tips have to be shared with everybody. Well, that sucks. There's just so many rules that just totally have – the rules that have been made are taking all freedoms away, are taking all the money away from the people who deserve to have the money, that are the workers, because they're hard workers, and there are workers who are not as hard workers. Fact. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you work for something and you're a hard worker, you should be rewarded for that.
Sure.
So when I think of waitresses, not that I'm one, but if a waitress is out there working and she's doing a good job for me and I give her a tip, I want her to have it, or him to have it, whatever
the
situation may be.
Absolutely.
It's just ridiculous.
And they catch them not only on, they give them a certain percentage. So even if you go into the restaurant and you leave a $5 tip. I go into the same restaurant to the same server and I leave a $2 tip. But what they do, and you give them a cash tip, and you put yours on a credit card. So they get taxed on the credit card, but now they average them on, okay, you had 25 booths, and so you got paid. But so they average that each person gave you a $5 bill. Well, I only gave two, but they're taxing them like I gave her five, like I gave him or her five. And that's not fair.
No,
so
it's a racket.
It's a racket.
It's a racket. I'm just going to call for what it is.
People.
No,
you know,
it's not.
The
American
the
people.
Bill and they don't taxes, you know, they raise the taxes over, I think they should raise taxes over $450,000. If you're making over $450,000, yeah, you should pay in, because good God, what the hell do you need that money for?
Well,
sports figures. Sports figures are paying and making $54 million a year. What does one person need with $54 million? How many households would that feed under the poor? They're going to take $2.5 million in taxes. $2.5 million in taxes. You know how many homeless people or poor people you can educate and give housing to? I mean, it's true.
But we're not a society that thinks
that
way.
We're not a society that thinks that way.
You want
the people
poor. They want the people poor. There's a show. I'm not going to call any names, but it's a sport. It is. Well, I say sport. There's some sports people on there. But you know, people come out with these new inventions and all that. And I've watched it a few times, and I can't help but think, wow. You know,
like
it's like, here's these rich people, sitting on this panel, and they're going to make a decision on which one of these we might help, which really they're going to put the money in their pocket because the person who invented it is going to get the peanut shell part of it, you know, in making the deal with them. But it's like occasionally, here, we're going to let you have something extra, or occasionally, here, we're going to try to help you to be rich along with this and this.
Well,
and this.
Some people do. It's a TV show, Shark Tank. You watch that one? Yeah, for Shark Tank. It's good because they do help people. But they, of course, you're right. They're getting richer.
They do.
You know, if you've got a product or something that's really going to make money, and then you have to figure out how the public thinks as to what might make money, but you know, and everybody's trying to win the lottery.
Well, it's a maybe. We're a maybe United States here. I mean, we're like, you know, here's a chance you might get that extra piece of something. And too bad if you don't. But it's like instead of everybody wants to be a movie star, instead of it being about what the product, about what the questions are and how to resolve them, instead of them turning off the lights, they need to go into a room, they need to sit down and say, look, we've got to get this straightened out. And one of the things that bothers me about what they're saying all the time, it's how they word it. Talking about, well, all of this debt and all of our children and our grandchildren and all, you know, are all going to be so far in debt. And I'm going, they're just setting it up to make sure you're poor way on down the road. No, they're setting it up already. They're setting it up so you have to see that you owe the government all this money.
All the time, yeah.
All the time. That's what they're saying. They're programming.
Try to be positive. They're programming. Thoughts are things. Words are the power of the spoken word.
Absolutely. Words are the power of the spoken word. Absolutely. Out your mouth into your own ears.
Uh-huh.
And into everybody's ears that are listening, you're supposed to be poor for all these years because you owe the government. You owe us. That's what they're saying. I don't like that.
Because they get themselves in debt. We owe them. Yeah.
Yeah, we're programming.
It's programming.
It irritates the heck out of me.
It's interesting times, that's for sure. You know, we're in interesting times and an interesting place in society and in life. And, you know, there's people out there, I'm sure, wish the world did end because they certainly want to see some kind of changes take place.
Well, I'm going to go that far. let's pull that one back, okay? But I mean, to me, it's about jobs and the people getting the jobs. And it's just frustrating to hear them talking about we have jobs and then the houses aren't selling. Oh, yes, houses are selling. The government funnels the money into mainly to the roads. And obviously with cars, we need our roads fixed. I totally get it. So I want all the construction people to have their jobs.
Well, those people are getting jobs, yeah.
It's just that the jobs that are there are not enough
for everybody. Not everybody's a contractor. You know,
exactly.
You and I and your husband and your kids, we're not contractors.
No.
So God love those people that are contractors and doing those jobs. But what that is doing and what it's doing right now here in Texas, I'm watching it. It's affecting all the businesses that are in the way of the construction because people can't get off the exits, can't get to them. To go to the businesses. So businesses have got big banners and signs up saying, we're open, yes, we're not moving, we're here during construction. If you can get to us, you know, and it'll take you 20, 30 minutes to get through to us, but please come. And
well,
I was at Subway the other day, Subway over here on Bedford Road at the Albertsons and Subway, and there was a woman in there surveying. She was paid by the company to see why people weren't coming in the store, how hard a time they were getting there. So,
well, my husband did say that there looks like they're making a service road that goes all the way down, which will help the businesses on the side. So I really hope they do that. I think those HOV lines are a joke.
Those HOV lines are a joke.
I think they do so many things to spend government money, city, state, and everything, but there's so much money that needs to go into our system in a different way instead of these big, humongous parks.
You know, and they could give maybe the businesses compensation for the fact that you're losing money.
Hey, folks, this is Sandy and Anne Marie. We're fixing to be cut off here in just a minute, and this is just
thank you for listening. Thank you for the person that's in the chat room. We appreciate your being here today to listen to us rant and rave about...
Rant and rave. There we go. Well, maybe that's what we call our show, Rant and Rave.
Rant and Rave.
We're always changing the show, folks. So we talk about a lot of different things here at Beach House Radio. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Happy New Year.